Thank you, Madam Chair. Since I raised this earlier, I wanted to start the idea of raising some issues about barriers and opportunities. Maybe we'll end up doing a lot of this in plenary, but I think it would be great if we could start now. And one of the places I wanted to start is, in terms of a barrier, is on the issue of the plastics. Plastics half of the equation. I really look at this as like sort of in larger terms, two issues that we're dealing with. One is the issue of plastics, and one is the issue of solid waste management. And on the plastics half of the equation, it's really the question of how can we have a policy if the science isn't there yet? And I think that's a big part of our issue on the plastics side. Because it's not just a question of straws and plastic bags. Plastics is ubiquitous. It's in all of our lives. I think most of us, as not way down deep experts in terms of plastics, don't even know all the places that plastics are. But it certainly is in everything, all parts of human commerce and interaction. Everything is packaged. It's all plastics. And we don't now know scientifically what the alternatives to that are. Nobody's suggesting to stop packaging. You can't send things in the mail. You can't move goods in commerce without packaging. What's our alternative? I'm not the expert in this. All I know is that we need to have, before we can legislate in any way how to have an alternative to plastics, we need to know scientifically what those alternatives are and what is safe. And so I think we need to identify having the scientific knowledge of an alternative to plastics as a barrier. And because that concern raises for us, we want ultimately to, everybody agrees that marine litter is a huge problem. We need to reduce it. And our solutions now may be very different than the solutions in 50 years when we're still facing, if we're still facing this, or 100 years. But what can we do now? What are our real tools? And we have to look at the plastic side and then look at the marine litter side. Should we be focusing in terms of government efforts more on the marine litter side while encouraging industry and science, research centers, which is not really UNEP, to continue to work on alternatives to plastics? So I didn't mean to be a speech. I agree with your counseling to the group to not be speeching, but I wanted to start putting barriers up so that in the end, when UNEA comes, we can start having not just aspirational, but practical solutions that will make a difference and reduce our marine litter. Thank you.